Good evening and welcome to the Better Clubhouse, live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. This is our inaugural broadcast of the Better Clubhouse. I'm Mike Rickard of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and the man behind this plan. Of course, you've heard him on our shows on the T Florida and the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, Big Monday, and that's Kristen Champ Sharp. And he is our prognosticator, our expert, and so much so that we put our heads together and determined that there was a void in the marketplace. So broadcasting live on RadioSt.Pete.com and Florida Sports Streams and, of course, Spotify. Down here at the Ice Pick Vodka Michelob Ultra Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 13th and Central, downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. It is the Better Clubhouse, and what appropriate name, and the best in the business in this market. And I've been watching him now for almost a year, and everybody arguably realizes that the direction that he's going to send you each and every week will be wisdom, unique, and successful, preferably.
No, I appreciate that, Mike. Thanks for the great introduction there. Dream come true tonight. Being able to give people the information on golf as we talk. We're just going to be on golf each and every Tuesday here, 7 to 8, as we're going right up against Tiger Woods and tomorrow's golf league, I should say. Breaking down everything in the PGA Tour. We're going to be doing a course preview, obviously going back to Sony last night as the Buccaneers were kicking off there, talking about going to be doing even some daily fantasy lineups there, building those with my buddy Alex Looney. We're going to be breaking down the stats and the trends of each week with Sammy Sharps. And then obviously on the back end there, we're trying to build you some value in the Parlay Parlor. Beautiful name for the clubhouse as we try to take in those. If you're going to bet.
Parlay Parlor. I like
That's
that.
That's right, buddy. We're doing the Flusher's Den with Alex Looney there, and we'll be going to the patio
Parlay
preview.
Parlay Parlor. That's got my name all over it, baby.
It's got it, buddy. And soon to be added to the clubhouse in due time will be the Gridiron Garage as we do some picks over there. And just looking forward to it. We got a great website that we're building, the Better Clubhouse, BETTOR Clubhouse. Sign up to our newsletter that will be sending out all this great information that you'll hear in the next hour on Wednesdays in our Wednesday newsletter at thebetterclubhouse.substack.com. Right here over in the backdrop of Tropicana. Come on down. Happy to have you. Break down the PGA Tour last week, this week, week ahead. Be talking some majors, futures, all looking forward to it. Just a dream come true, Mike, as we talk about. And I mean, just let's get right into it. What are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about last week in the Sony Open, PGA Tour's last stop in the Hawaiian swing there. Another great, I mean, I can't be on a much of a heater. That's probably why Mike's got me on the show tonight. Of the past 2 weeks that the model has spit out there with Hideki Matsuyama's historic ground course record performance over there at Kapalua. And then last week with we calling him BDN, as in Nick Foles there with big man parts, we'll call it Nick there, but just the incredible.
You were on fire, my friend. In fact, I'm looking around our new clubhouse, and I don't see a fire extinguisher. I think I better go grab one before we get rolling here.
I mean, that's the way to do it, buddy. We had 18-1. So how did we start out the week? We started with Harry Hall, 50-1. Harry Hall, I think it's Fedora, right, Mike, as we talk of the Bryson DeChambeau hat there, hitting up a five-way split. Yes, Hard Rock hit us five-way. So still 10-1 on a first round leader bet. And what do? I say, hey, here's some guys that we need to buy. And what are we going to buy? We're going to bet Nico Ichirivera on Saturday night. Who else are we going to buy? A guy named by Eric Cole, local legend there. JJ Spawn is going to be up there. And not least, a guy named by Nick Taylor, the Canadian phenom, as they said on the broadcast. You put that guy in a playoff, he's just going to bite down and just come at you. Obviously missing those short putts down the stretch on 14 and 15, 4 foot misses as I was going through shot tracker, going back and forth with the games there on battling wild card weekend. And what does he do on 18? Steps up, chips it in for eagle to get into that playoff with a chance with Nico Ichirivera. And all it takes is JJ Spawn and Stephen Jagerbombs both make par on the last. And what does that end up doing there? Just sends a playoff with Nico Ichirivera and Mr. Nick Taylor. Great, great duel there. Two great guys who have multiple winners on the PGA Tour, both of them. And what does it come down to? A heck of a bunker shot with his hybrid out of that fairway wood and then draining that putt to win after Nico's three putt there.
Well, I think I should probably do a proper introduction to our audience. You know, they've heard you, but they haven't heard you on a Tuesday night, and they haven't heard you with this production, your baby. And of course, the better clubhouse. Why don't you provide everybody with a little bit of your background, your passion for this, your education, and your street cred, to be quite candid with you.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, that was just a quick breakdown of last week as I watched it on the TV. I think a lot of people will try to predict what's going to happen, but then they just turn it off, right? Obviously, we had the Bucks and the Commanders play, but my love is always going to be golf ever since I was 8 years old, having clubs, teeing it up in the fairway as we used to do with clubs that were knockoffs, built them up there. My dad loved the game. His lowest score is a 64 out there. Number of hole-in-ones, I've had a big fat zero. And how did I do in the – and I was always a numbers guy. I majored in statistics from Virginia Commonwealth University there. Go Rams. I graduated with the likes of Eric Maynard as we beat down the Blue Dew Devils in the first round and those type
of
guys.
That was a great NCAA.
Wonderful back in the day there. So I bleed black and gold there, but my true love is Florida State. Definitely tried to get into the Seminoles and doing that, but didn't make it, but did major in mathematics with a concentration in statistics. No other bet or sport here with strokes gain metrics on the PGA Tour to dive into not only what metrics and what is needed on a course-to-course basis. If you didn't listen to the great show last Thursday on the Tee Florida, just broke down some numbers with Bill Butner, played actually at Wailea Country Club at the Sony Open back in 1990. And he agreed with my net numbers and stats. And, I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years. You put in a 38, and yes, at 18, trying to make some money. I'm glad I wasn't betting back then with Tiger Woods numbers and odds and doing that. But I love to give people information, something that Hard Rock Bet could kind of learn a little bit more on. I think with Post Malone up there and making those bets and only having a phone, it just does a disjustice to the public and that. I'm not here to sell you on picks. I'm not going to say, hey, for 9 easy payments of this, you can have my bet of the week. I'm going to tell you Harry Hall on Tuesday night's going to first round leader bet at 50-1. I'm going to tell you that my favorite of the week was Russ Henley. Unfortunately, Russ Henley on the back nine, his putter went as cold doing that. But I'm not going to promise anything. Obviously, as we look at this field, a 150-man field, only probably top 60 are going to make the cut this week. I can't guarantee that anything's going to happen. What I can guarantee you is you're going to have a lot of fun. If you've never bet on golf, it's one of the best sweats, as we call it, on Sunday. You never know what's going to happen. A 50-1 ticket, a 100-1 ticket. Last year we hit an 80-1 out there. If you were on Nick Taylor pre-tournament, you could have over 125-1 out there. I think as he was coming up the 18th fairway with little chance to win there, he was 400-1. So put down a dollar to win 400. And the biggest name I'm probably going to – or odds, I usually like to stick in that 20-1, so 5 to win 100. We're here for the sweat. We're here for it. Doesn't matter how much you put down. Put down a dollar. Put down five. I'm hopefully here to show you the numbers, back it, my history on it. As Mike was saying with the street cred, go into my X account, Champs311 on my X account, Champs311. Obviously, we have this show's website, thebetterclubhouse.com, thebetterclubhouse.stubstack.com. Just go check out, and we'll post some betting tickets. I post my tickets all the time here. I'm always open, honest, upfront about my picks there, as we're going to do this on a Tuesday. Just really trying to break down the field, give you the best value from a statistical advantage point there. So I did hit Harry Hall, as I mentioned, at the Sony Open, 50-1 first round leader. I bet Nick Taylor Sunday morning. They teed off at noon, but my post is up there on X at Champs311. You can see my bets there. I bet three balls. I bet head-to-head. Some top 20s I might throw in there. But yeah, the bets are all up there. I'm going to bring on three guys over the next hour or so. One, to give you another statistical approach. He writes articles for PickWise. He's got the credit up there as well. We'll put his X account up there as well. We got Alex Looney, who's made over 20 grand last year and this year on golf picks.
22 grand.
22. There's a comma in there. We'll have Looney definitely speak to those. Got his own.
I take $220 right now. That's the only reason why I approved this show, so that I can start start winning.
I tell you what, we'll give you some winners out there. We're obviously going to have some fun. Unfortunately, there's still a guy in the market named Scotty Scheffler. We'd be a lot richer if it wasn't for him last year. But luckily, we did take him down a number of times, actually, with Steven Yagerbaum at the Houston Open. We watched the golf. We love the golf. Just to give you my buddy.
We get to watch some tonight, my friend.
That's it, man. On TGL, we can make some bets there. We can do some live bets, obviously, there. Hit us up in the comments section. Tell us what you want to hear. That's what I'm here for. If you don't care about the breakdown, we can get right into the bets. We can break down every player in the field. But what my goal is here is to provide information, make you a better golfer. Just enjoy what you're going to see on the weekend. Here's a heads up. This weekend, close your eyes a little bit. We got probably C-list celebrities they're going to put out there. I can tell you that the fires over in California, we over on the West Coast, did not impact. We shouldn't see any impact there, so we are good on that. Everybody tees off early. Two of the courses don't even have ShotLink data, which I think is a travesty. I'd love to have people on this show, and I plan on bringing guests on the show that could talk into that and what it takes, like from Jeremy Friedman this week, of what it takes from somebody who's put on the Annika each and every year and enjoying that and what it takes to get pro athletes, but also here with celebrities trying to play. So we got a 150-man field. Each one is paired with a celebrity. They play three rounds, 54 holes, they're guaranteed, and then 18 holes, they'll break that down into a cut and then try to figure out who we got a winner there. But we're going to talk about last week. This week, it's a little funky, but next week, guys, if you're not tuned in to next week, that is the tournament. That's one of the best public courses that I have. Torrey Pines, one of the most historic West Coast in La Jolla, California there. As I see the iconic Tiger Woods about to tee it up at TGL.
So he's had a little bit of excess at La Jolla.
Obviously, the U.S. Open and Rocco Mediate. I think of John Rahm.
And a broken leg.
I think of my buddy Max Homa sticking that iron.
John Rahm asked his bride to get married there at La Jolla.
I would do it,
Torrey
too.
Torrey Pines.
And what I would do is also, as you can have those hang gliders off of the coast there.
But
we're going to be breaking down that one. Looking forward to that. That's probably the first major event, I call it, of the year. You'll see all the big names. This year, we're actually split on who's playing there. And then who's playing, who's not, but then you got Dubai. And so we'll break down a little bit as well, but that's a little bit of
maybe
what we
it's
got
a moment
on.
For silence on the tee box. Tiger Woods.
Love that. Great drive. I mean, you have great simulators on TGL. You want another full swing of golf here? Come on down to the Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 13th and Central. And then you can really enjoy those simulators that we have here as well. And another guy that I really like and going to bring him on each and every week, a brother from another mother, as I call him, Mr. Sammy Sharps. Welcome to the Better Clubhouse, buddy, as I open the door to the patio preview. How are we doing tonight, bud?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Good, buddy, good. Yeah, just watching a little TGL right in front of me down here at Ferg Sports Bar. And then going to, obviously, this one is sponsored by our great friends at Michelob Ultra and Michelob Zero there. Proud sponsor of the patio preview. Looking forward to any time that you can sport a drink here, hopefully, Sammy, as we go through just the key stats as we look at the American Express this week. Kind of give us a course breakdown. What are we going to be looking at? Tell us about the little bit of a clown show we got going on this week.
Yeah, totally. It is kind of a clown show, but hey, it's still golf. It's not the fall swing, so at least we're into somewhat of a real setup here. As I say that, though, it is a three-course rotation over in La Quinta at the Amex at PGA West. Pete Dye Court Stadium course, the La Quinta Country Club course, and the Nicklaus Tournament course. Each player will play all three of those courses, and then there's going to be a 54-hole cut, so that's different than the normal two rounds that we see. And then that playoff round, that final round, is going to be on the stadium course. So all those players that make the cut will play the stadium course twice. A lot of the main information that we gather for this tournament is based on the stadium course only. Like you mentioned, there's no shot tracker on two of those courses, La Quinta and Nicklaus Tournament course. So we don't really have statistics to pull from that course. All the courses are between 7,050 and 7,200 yards. They're par 72s. And there's Poa trivialis overseed greens. That agronomy is similar to TPC Sawgrass, TPC San Antonio, TPC Scottsdale, if you want to look at putting performances that are comparable to other places. And those greens are new at the stadium course this year, which was done after this tournament pretty much ended last year. They worked up some renovations and resodded and enlarged the greens a little bit. So they might run a little bit quicker this week than we've seen in previous weeks.
And I love that.
Let me ask you, do you think that helps the scoring or do you think that makes it harder?
I think just having that knowledge of them reseeding as we do down here at St. Pete Country Club, that Gary Koch just did that renovation there, and just hearing that how hard it is and even trying to get a true read on those greens is something, Sammy, to think about as well. They're going to be a little bit bumpier probably, being brand new, not getting a true read as we look over here on this TGL line of a flat surface that they've kind of created in SoFi. I mean, for guys that are usually probably looking at 8, 9, 10 under here on a given round, I would probably shoot that back a shot and a half, two shots behind. So I think usually okay. You probably see a winner probably in the high, mid-25 range, but maybe even getting to 30. I'd probably go in the 20, 25 range. I mean, it's not going to be drastically. I mean, you're still talking about a resort course, as Sammy was mentioning there. So, but the greens, definitely, as Sammy mentioned, this is a difference compared to what we were looking at Hawaii, right? Hawaii, we were talking about some bent grass greens and doing that. Here, we're looking at Bermuda with some, as you mentioned, with the Poa overseed. So definitely West Coast golf, but I would definitely say some strokes off of there. Sammy, some key numbers that I saw across the board there, and just getting your thoughts there as well, is 14 of the last 16 winners coming from playing in Hawaii events. So the last two, first, if you played in the Century and then also played in Sony. Another one is, and I think this kind of leads into the Pro-Am shenanigans that we have this week, with 7 of the last 18 were first-time winners, as we saw with Nick Dunlap, Mike's buddy, the amateur coming in for the first time in a long time, beating Sam Burns and JT, still hurts my soul, for those tickets burning up. And then lastly, just throwing it your way, round one, most of the guys start on La Quinta, so a little bit of the mid course. I'd say the tournament's probably the easiest. And then one key stat I would probably look at here, especially for live betting aspect, the stadium course in round three. I think when able to play that course back to back, you really learn a little bit from it and also makes you a little bit more comfortable. But yeah, just looking at that and based on what you're saying there, what is your model kind of spitting down and kind of what are you looking for numbers wise and who's kind of popping the charts there for you?
Yeah, so I totally agree with your assessment of the scoring. The last five winners were all between 23 under and 29 under. All of them won by one or two strokes. So given the updates on the greens, I could see that 20 to 25 range being a winner. It's also funny, Dunlap, I think he's the first amateur to win on tour since Phil in 91.
So you're not helping my flashback moment there, Sammy. I appreciate that.
Like you said, modeling is part of the process for PGA betting, for DFS. We like to plug in some statistics and spit out some golfers that we think project well for the course setup. A few things that I really like this week. We've talked about the scoring. So obviously you're going to need a low score to win here. If you need a 20 under to 25 under, you're going to need to putt. You're going to need to give yourself chances. A stat that I really like is good drives gained. It measures hitting the fairway or missing the fairway but hitting a green regulation. So it encompasses driving accuracy, which is probably the most key statistic here per one of the models that I run. Driving distance, not as important as accuracy, I would say, but I still think distance, you know, year after year, distance becomes – you know, more and more critical to the PGA success. So I think that distance can help here, especially since the rough isn't very penal. Obviously, shots gained approach, iron play is crucial, setting yourself up for scoring, which leads me to opportunities gained, sticking those approach shots within 15 feet of the hole, giving yourself a chance for birdie, being able to knock those shots in. So weighing that shots gained putting, birdie or better gained. There's another metric I like, bonus putting, which basically, do you convert on your 5 foot and in putts And also, can you hit those 20 feet and outside putts to help gain on the field? That's crucial to winning a golf tournament between 20 and 25 under, you'd think. Par 5 scoring, the easiest hole here is our par 5, so you almost have to birdie your eagle all four every single round to have a serious shot. Par 3 scoring, all the hardest holes, the three hardest holes on the stadium course are par 3, so you're looking for guys that just don't blow up on those holes. And then since the score projections, this is obviously an easy course or easy course setup. Shots gained easy courses is something that you can have in some of your website models, where that you're just looking for players that perform well in birdie fests rather than the guys that would rather grind to score minus 8 over 4 days rather than a minus 28. So considering all those things, I have 5 names. Sam Burns is the first one. If you remember last year, he kind of was in cruise control and then hit the ball in the water, I think on 17th coming down on the last.
Not helping, Sammy.
You had him? Yeah, I know. I don't mean to bring it up.
No. You bring up good points. And no, I love Sam Burns, obviously, in the final group. He was probably the expected winner. He's actually won at Valspar, a local tournament down here in St. Pete, Tampa area. So it's a name we all know too well. Unfortunately, I was on him last year, but yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. Obviously, we talk courses for horses. Somebody that's played well at the course. That's where kind of Nick Dunlap's kind of a rare breed. First time ever seeing it and being able to play so well. So love the Sam Burns pick. Who are your other? Who else we got up there?
Yeah, Max Grazerman. His odds are he's down where, you know, the typical golf regular normal PGA fan might not have heard of Max Grazerman yet, but he's been on a tear. His odds reflect that. He's down in the 35-1 range, which is a little bit hard to swallow given who's listed around him, more of a household name golfer. But, you know, he's top 35 in 13 straight tournaments, including 5 top fives, second at Wyndham, second at 3M Open. He's gained with the putter in every event since John Deere. First in the field in bonus putting and birdie or better gained in the last 36 rounds, and he's top 5 in par 5 scoring. So you got to think it's coming. He might be pretty popular this week because anybody that pays attention to the fall tour is going to know about Grazerman, but I like him. I think he's a good shout. Ben Griffin, 60-1, massive gains with the putter here last 2 years. He's gained strokes approach. He's top 25 in the field in opportunities and birdies are better gained. So he typically plays well on easy courses as well. And at 60-1, I think you could do worse than Ben Griffin. I think he's also been on a very good run. You mentioned Nico Echevarria. He lost the playoff last week, and maybe that would cause people to hop off him, but I think that's a good thing for him. He's been playing well, solid gains with the putter last 4 events. He's had solid putting performances on comparable greens in recent years, which is huge given that he's 14th in the field in opportunities and 22nd in birdies or better. So I think he's a solid shot to continue his form. And then my long shot, since long shots are so popular here, you got to have one. Alex Smalley, 110-1. He's very good tee to green and approach on Pete Dye courses, which the stadium course is, of course, Pete Dye design. 3 top 25s of last 7 events. He's played Amex 3 times. He's been top 25 in all of them. So if he could just get hot with the flat stick and make some putts, I think he's a solid shot to at least be in contention. Maybe you can find an each way or a top 20 bet or something like that to sprinkle as a hedge to the outright. But yeah, I like him, 110-1.
No, I love all those names there. Sammy, obviously, the stats back him up. And any of those stats and names that Sammy's listing off there, along with all the other stuff we have on the show, it'll all be in our Wednesday newsletter. So definitely subscribe to that, sign up so you can get all these picks, see all the graphics. And we're just not making this up on the spot, as much as I know that Sammy could do it on the back of his hand, just like his college basketball and college football rankings that he does on his own there that we can go into at a later date. But I think that just the better clubhouse, BETTOR, clubhouse.substack.com. Subscribe to that. We'll throw in all of Sammy's picks there as well. As far as the Nico, that's actually a great conversation that we'll have in the next at the mid in about 5 minutes or so with our buddy Alex Looney there is about ownership and talk about daily fantasy sports and how do we think that people are going to take Nico in his playoff loss there? Do we think that he might be a buy or a sell? And that's more of a game theory, a little bit different angle to golf as we see just Tiger Woods and all these guys. I think Max Homa. So if you're not watching on TV there, Sammy, Max Homa just hit it in the water. We had Mr. Gala, Tagala hit it into the water, and then Tiger Woods missed the green from 100 yards with a wedge. So these guys are putting on just a stripe show on TGL right now. So I'm glad they don't have some stroke gain metrics there. They'd be getting some a beat down there, Sammy. But no, I appreciate all those picks there, Sammy. I know all about you, but people on the airline here on Radio St. Pete and Spotify might not know much about. So give us a glimpse into how you got into it and where they can kind of get your stuff and anything else you want to provide the fan base there into your statistical and all that information here at the Better Clubhouse.
Sure. Thanks for asking. I actually got into sports betting by way of poker. I don't know if that's a common way, but sitting around a poker table and playing cards with a bunch of fellow bettors in various capacities. They talk about sports and what have you. And I got started down that trail, was betting on Bovada and Bet Online for a while. And then finally Legality brought us to where we are now. But I've been posting on my X/Twitter account for the better part of a decade. Like you do, I post out trends and stats. And that is Sammy Sharps, S-A-M-M-Y Sharps. I also post all of my bets on the Action app under that same alias. And then I write for PicksWise. I do college basketball and college football articles for PicksWise. So you can find my write-ups on there. I usually post those to my X account.
Sammy, it wouldn't be right if I didn't ask you who's going to win the national title. Unfortunately, I have some bias that I kind of have an idea based on your locale and where you grew up. But just tell the people listening a little bit about that and also who you got on your college football championship Monday there.
Sure. I'm biased. I'm from Ohio. My wife went to Ohio State. I also have a future parlay that includes Ohio State. So I think the Buckeyes hold serve and take care of business. I don't know that I agree with an 8 or 9 point spread in the championship game. We'll see. I have to dig deeper into that. But on the surface, I like Ohio State to win and Notre Dame to cover. I don't know if that's a cop out, but
Mike likes that. Mike, you like
that? I like that, Sammy. I'm Mike Rickard. welcome to one of our broadcasts. We look forward to conversations, and we may have to have you on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and our Big Monday show as well to get some of your expertise in the other genres of the sports world that we dive into. But as a diehard Notre Dame fan, I've been on the planet 68 years. I think I've been a fan for 67. It was beat into me by my grandfather and my father. I'm with you. I have thought Ohio State. I'm a Big Ten guy, being from Iowa. That Ohio State, certainly, it's their time. It's their year, and they've got the skill sets. And you know, even though they got beat by Michigan, the reality is it's going to be a one scored game, I believe, because of the defense of the Fighting Irish. They don't have the same weapons that Ohio State has. But I think you're good there, and the cover, I like that.
Yeah, I think Will Howard just will make a couple more throws than Riley Leonard. We'll see.
Thanks, Sammy.
I agree. Low scoring.
Yeah, appreciate you jumping on, Sammy, on the patio preview there as we close that door. Each and every week, definitely tune in for Sammy's stats, trends, and everything about the course preview there. And obviously, he has a model.
Bravo, young
that
man.
He's going to be doing.
I like that cat.
Yeah, buddy. He does college basketball. He does college football. He's got a future right now on your Florida Gators. He's got a big number. I think he's up in the 40-50 range. Obviously, that you can't see that number right now. But he's my go-to for college football and that sort of thing. So looking forward to it. But yeah, no, nothing but the best from Sammy there, providing us the preview. If you just catching in, he's going Sam Burns. Max Grazerman, who actually played very well at Wyndham there, almost won that tournament with Matt Kuchar. We got Alex Smalley, Ben Griffey Jr., as we call him, Ben Griffin, and then Nico Etcheverry as well.
You're listening to the Better Clubhouse. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill down here at 13th and Central. Our Ice Pick Vodka, Michelob Ultra, and Michelob Zero now. And the old man will be throwing down a few of those zeros. They are proud sponsors of, our Big Brother show. And that, of course, is On the Tee Florida on Thursdays, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios, where Ice Pick Vodka is a sponsor, Michelob Ultra, our good friends at Chi-Chi Rodriguez and their academy and golf club, as well as the Bardmore. And we also have Body Armor, Coca-Cola with their sports water, which is ideal if you're out on the golf course. And, of course, he's Christian Champ Sharp. This is his inaugural launch of a production he's been wanting to put out for years, and we're proud to have him as part of our a bevy of podcasts and radio shows here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection.
No, I appreciate that, Mike. As I watch Mr. Saeed Tagala throw down the hammer, nothing better than throwing down the hammer with my next guest.
I do love that hammer concept.
Love that hammer, even though it looks a little yellow, like a flag coming out of the NFL for Mr. Patrick Mahomes coming here on Sunday, I'm sure. But this guy next up on my on the crew and the help, just the owners of the clubhouse, is Mr. Alex Looney. Alex Looney specializes in the daily fantasy world, along with betting as well. Looney, we already put your P&L out there, so I'm sure the IRS might be knocking on the door here soon. But, I mean, just the results that you have out there, obviously you. Just speaking to that, and welcome into the flusher's den, as we'll call it here, Mike. This guy flushes it like a card deck, as Sammy was talking in poker. But we really like flushers on the golf course as well. Welcome to the show there, Alex.
Hey, champ. Thanks for having me, buddy. How are we doing today?
Loving it, loving it. I don't know if you heard there, but Sammy's got us five names. One that me and you looked at this time last year and saw Mr. Sam Burns burn it away on the 17th hole as he put his tee shot on the par three right into the water, as we watched an amateur and Nick Saban and the whole Bama Roll Tide, who Alex Looney's got some love for the Alabama. We'll have to hit him up on the back end there as we watch Ole Miss and Alabama on one of the great TV TVs down here at Ferg's.
21-19 right now. You're Bama Tide, my man.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's going to be a good one in the Coleman Coliseum tonight. My parents are actually in the building, so I'm getting some updates from them as well. We'd love to see the conference play get kicked off here.
Love that.
SEC is going to be a battle this year.
Love that. Love that. Yeah, we'll have to get your picks on the Bama Roll Tide later in the show there. Obviously, appreciate you taking some time to join us in the clubhouse tonight as we break down the daily fantasy. Obviously, DraftKings, FanDuel, all your proud sponsors there. But yeah, as you're going through the models this week, Alex, what are you looking at? As we just heard from Sammy, kind of an idea on the course, a little bit different setup this week with three course rotation, playing 54 holes. What's your strategy behind the DFS look this week?
Yeah, so it is a little different this week, and, you know, Sammy already spoke about it, but with three courses, there's simply too much to kind of – you kind of just need to focus on a few categories and try and create some leverage on the board. So when we say leverage, we're talking about, you know, playing low-owned guys so that when – if they do well in the field, then you're gaining on the rest of your field in these DraftKings competitions. So that's going to be my strategy. I'm going to pick guys at the top of the board that I feel confident in, and then I'm going to just fire some shots down the board, low-owned guys, and hope that, you know, we can get through. We got a three-day cut this week, so a little more opportunity to, you know, if you have a rough round two, you can kind of bounce back in round three and still make the cut. So
yeah,
that's kind of what we're thinking today.
No, I love that. I love that approach, and I thought me and Alex talked about, let's just build a lineup on the show, and I love that idea. So as you're going through and you want to open up the app and see where you are, your pricing might be a little bit different, and it's not about the pricing, it's about the names and the concept and the game theory there. As Alex, who I'm just going to throw this right off the top, he won five digits. Yes, that's a double digit thousand column there at the Mexico Open. Big fan of Jake Knapp, this guy is. Not the biggest fan of EVR. We can go into that a little bit later, but the credentials, we'll put all it up on the website in the media press room of the clubhouse, showing off all our trophies there from last year and the years before. But I promise you, I put my – he's my expert. I brought him in for a reason. And as we break down this lineup, there's a reason that we go through. So as we know, Alex there, Mr. Xander Schauffele, Mr. Two-time winner's champ. Obviously, I see him on TGL the other night. I guess that he must have hurt himself or something with his new clubs there. He decided to withdraw, so let's not put him in the lineup. But as we look at the top of the board – top of the board there with 10,000, obviously with JT and Sungjae Him, as we like to call him. Either one of those two names stick out for you, or are we going to go a little bit lower on the board to start off?
So top of the board, yeah, you're looking at JT and Sungjae. Sungjae is honestly, let's see, I've got ownership pulled up. So when we say that, it's calculated ownership. So it's not exact, but what this is going to do is give us an idea of how many people are going to be playing these guys. And, you know, we can pick where we, whether we want to punt on them or if we want to play them. So at the top of the board, let's go to salary here.
So as he's going through the board there, Alex, just to give a little insight into the crowd there and into the ownership and that, what we don't want is duplicated lineups. There's nothing worse than splitting $1 million 25,000 different ways, right? So what we're trying to be is unique. And also we're trying to get leverage and value on players that somebody else isn't going to pick. So what are we going to do? Obviously, everybody wants to spend up all their money. Everybody likes to play the players that they're going to see on TV tonight and maybe not pick Max Homa if he was playing this week because he just hit into the water on TGL there. But we're trying to find leverage. We're trying to do that. It's kind of like a Powerball ticket in a way and that sort of thing. So it got to be a little bit more game theory, a little bit different than betting and doing that. So just a little insight as Alex goes down the board there.
Yeah, beautiful. That you nailed it on that. So if we want to craft a lineup, I know we talked about that. We're going to start at the top of the board here. And I don't know what your thoughts are. I like JT. He's calculated ownership is about 12% from what I'm seeing. And Sungjae's at 20. I'm good on Sungjae. I mean, I'm a fan of his, but he just simply doesn't get across the line too much. JT hasn't recently either, but the form is definitely there for Justin Thomas if he can get that putter going. So the other name that I would be looking at in that range is Sam Burns. We already talked about him at 9,800. He's actually projected to be the second most played guy in this field. So I don't hate the idea of going to Thomas at 12% if you're open to that.
Yeah, no, I love that pick. Obviously, if we look at Hard Rock and look at the odds, a lot of people might build their lineup off of odds, which is – I mean, smart, because that's what Vegas is trying to do, but also a lot of people are probably using that strategy as well. So Sungjae, I won't bet him at 11, and I'm happy fading him. Some people just during the week, you're just going to have to give a hat tip, as I like to do, and just say if they win, we move on to next week. We got plenty of tournaments. So, yeah, let's go with the Bama boy. Hopefully Dunlap gives him that Bama Roll Tide magic, and we can go back-to-back with Amex at JT there. I love that pick at the top.
Okay, and I've got him locked in for us here. Next name that I think you know is one of my favorite guys on tour for past success that he's provided for me, and I think you've been on him a couple times, Mr. Wyndham Clark.
Exactly right. Can you give the listeners a little insight in the nickname that we give Mr. Wyndham Clark?
Wyndham Clark Hotels, yep.
He's, not only does he build Alex
Hotels.
You boys
are so creative.
Hey, not only does he building Alex Hotels there, but Wyndham Hotel, great fan of the pod. I know he's actually a great – he's got a couple sponsors here in the local Tampa St. Pete area as well on his cuffs there as well. Great person, great player. Saw him on TGL. Yeah, can't speak enough of the guy. Why are we liking him this week? Just a little insight there, Alex, for the guys.
Well, one just right off the rip, he's the top-ranked player in this field with Xander and now dropped out, and I think he's seventh or eighth now on the betting board. On top of that, last year we saw him win in a pro-am at Pebble Beach, shot 10 under on Saturday, and then the Sunday round got canceled due to weather. On top of that, I mean, the guy's got one of the hottest putters on tour. He can get going at any time, bombs it down the fairway. Well, doesn't always hit the fairway. He's not the straightest driver, but he pokes it out there. Has no trouble playing out of rough, and you know we're at a resort course this week. I'm not super worried about how accurate Clark is, and I mean there's nothing really to not like outside of
I think you spoke to it.
Accurate, but I don't really have an issue with that.
No,
I'm fine playing him at that number and in this price on DraftKings.
I know you guys don't deal with emotion, but any cat that calls out Christian McCaffrey, who he went to high school with, that he's a better athlete than Christian McCaffrey, that he could beat
he's
him.
Got a set on him, huh?
He could beat him in baseball and basketball. He's my kind of dude.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, look at his. We're talking a major championship winner, Wyndham Clark. It's not just some guy off the street, obviously not well known a couple of years back, but went on a heck of a tear. And yes, we've been on him. Alex has hit him. He's definitely the hotel's whisper, I'll call it. So if Alex is on it, it's a damn good chance that he's going to be out. And here's a tip for all the guys. Two things that I'm pretty known for, shout out there, are my golf sheets that you'll see on Wednesdays during the newsletter, and also my top 10. I had Nico last week, had Hideki number one, and Alex, you'll like this. Number one on my top 10 model this week, Wyndham Hotels Clark. He's going to be a play.
Nice roll.
He's going to be a bet. He's going to be in your lineups. Love to lock him into the two spot this week, buddy.
I love it. I love it. You don't have to twist my arm with him. He's one of my guys. You know, I like playing bombers and guys that can get hot with the putter, and he definitely lines up with that. Cam Young's another one, but he hasn't really gotten across for us yet. That's been a donation so far. But
yeah, I mean, a couple other guys that you mentioned there with Cameron Young at 9,000, a guy that Sammy liked, Max Grazerman, 9,200, Siwoo Kim, 9,100. These are all guys that we like. I don't want to discard that we're going to trash somebody and then not bet them and say, hey, I mean, we have those guys. Brian Hobbit Harmon, you will probably not hear on this show. You'll probably not hear anybody with Patrick Happy Feet Cantlay on this show. But the thing is, there are guys that win, and if they give us a nice value, we're going to bet them. And then also, it depends on the course. Depends on we're out West Coast, where there's different things and different metrics. So you're going to have to listen each and every week to see who we're going to play, because it's not always the same guy, I promise you that.
That's right. So just bouncing back to this lineup, if you're cool with that.
Yeah, let's do it. Number three.
We've got JT and Wyndham in, locked in. That leaves us an average of 7,500. I don't know if you've got it pulled up here.
Yep.
I do want to clarify, we don't have to spend all this money. As you know, it's a common miss in DraftKings. Everyone thinks, oh, I got to spend all $50,000. If you go back and look at the people that win these big tournaments, most of the time there's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 left on the table. So let's play who we like, and let's see if we can put something decent together here.
No, I love that nugget there. Something from a winner who's won a lot, who wins a lot. Take that as a nugget. You'll have to fast forward from the front, but if you made it to this point, key nugget there from Mr. Looney himself. I mean, I'm looking in the 7,200 range. Alex Smalley was mentioned by Sammy at the beginning there. EVR obviously played well last week to finish, had a strong back nine there. Michael Kim, I'm seeing a lot of people on this week. Mr. Glover himself is out there. What about Jasper Svensson there? What do we think about him? A little less known name, but coming over and trying to do a little bit. I know we're getting 54 holes out. What do we think there?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely on board with Jasper. Coming over from the European Tour, he's got some good form coming in from the fall swing over there. And what I'm showing right now, yeah, you got him nailed in right at that 7,300 range, and calculated ownership only 3%. So I'm all on board there if you want to throw Mr. Jesper Svensson in.
I love that. I love that. Gives me a little reckoning to Jesper Parnevik. He's got the Swede up there. Obviously, we know the big Swede is Mr. Ludvig Åberg. Love that guy as much as the ladies do. Haven't seen him. Hopefully we get on him next week, Alex, at Torrey Pines. That would be a heck of a place for the big cat to go over there. Talking about big cat, he's lining up a putt, but his team is down 3-0. Come on, buddy. You're going to have to – let's see if he can make this putt here. But, no, I love locking in that. Next up, I'm looking at about 6,600 there. A couple guys that come to mind, just getting your thoughts there that kind of popped in my model. Matthew Smid is up there. Matt McCarthy is up there. Victor Perez. Anton Rosner, who never really gets over the line on Euro. And also Henrik Nolander. He started out strong last week. Any of those names kind of pop for you that we can stick into that four spot?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to go ahead and grab Anton Rosner. I love that play. He's, like you said, we've been on him on DP World Tour a few weeks and doesn't always get across for us, but...
But you don't need that in DFS range as much, do you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No. At this price range, what we want is somebody that's going to make the cut top 20, top 25, top 30, that's perfectly fine. I mean, that's all we need at this price range. So I'm fine taking a dart there. That gives us two guys on the from the European Tour that are starting their PGA debuts, or at least with a tour card, and leaves us with a good chunk of money too, so we can kind of get flexible with what we want to fill these last two spots with.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. Who do you got filling that spot? So right now, for the viewers there on radio, if you're listening in, I have Wyndham Clark, Justin Thomas up there, and then I also have Jesper Vinson and Antoine Rosner, along with Wyndham Clark there. So two more spots. Who are you taking there as your next pick there, Alex?
So let's get up a little bit here and get out of the 6Ks. I don't, unless there's a name that really pops out to you, let's take a look at here. Let's bring salary. So kind of in that 8K range, we could get Nicholas Echeverria.
Okay.
He's kind of popular. He's expected for 12%, 12 to 15%. So kind of chalky in that range. Somebody we could punt to around 8,000 could be also Adam Hadwin. Probably going to be popular this week, but has had a lot of success here and is in decent form right now.
Yeah, I love that. I love that pick of Adam Hadwin. Let's go ahead and I don't know. Before I get your thoughts on either one of those golfers, let's take a list to our sponsor there. And Alex, I'm going to come back while you're doing that. Give me your thoughts before we come back on Nietzsche's Echeverria's mindset as he lost that playoff to Big Dick Nick and Nick Taylor there. So let me list to our sponsors, and I'll come right back to you.
Sure thing.
You're listening to our new broadcast down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, of course, and it is the debut of the Better Clubhouse, and it is the little sister. Is that fair to say? On the tee, Florida.
I love it. Love
and
distant cousin, we might.
You'll be able to get all this information as the tournaments tee off each and every week on the tee, Florida. It's brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewery down on the Intercoastal, right off of Treasure Island on the Gulf Coast, and then of course Shipyard Brewing, Michelob Ultra, and Michelob Zero. Now we'll be promoting the heck out of that. A lot of our golf tournaments that we travel to. And on the tee, Florida, and of course Body Armor, Coca-Cola for all of our events, and Chichi Rodriguez and their academy and clubhouse up there in Clearwater, and of course Bardmore Golf Club as well. All these great sponsors supporting us, and now another product on RadioSaintPete.com, Florida Sports Streams, and Spotify.
Love that. So as we get back to the conversation there, just on Nico Echeverria there, lost in a playoff. Is that a play or not? I know in NFL football we might get away from overtime and players that lose there. What are your thoughts there, Alex? Or is it more just a numbers game based on percentage?
I mean, for DraftKings, it would be a different conversation. As far as just performing this week, I wouldn't be worried about this guy, man. He's 30 years old. He's won twice already in the last year. He knows he can do it. If it was somebody like Cam Young or, you know, one of these guys that's been close and hasn't gotten across, I'd be a little more concerned about backing him the next week. But this guy, it's another good course fit. He's younger. I wouldn't worry about him, man. If you like him, fire away, I would say.
I wouldn't overthink it. Love that. Love that approach there. Let's fire away at Nico. And then in the last minute here, let's get this last pick in. And then if you wanted to hear more, obviously subscribe to our Wednesday newsletter there to get all these picks to do your DraftKings as we go through. But who are we locking down in that last spot, Alex?
Couple options here I'll give you. Sepp Straka couldn't really putt last week. Had a triple, I think, on Saturday late. But overall is in good form. I know you're a fan of Straka. We both like him. Other options we could actually get to, that would leave some money on the table, which is, like we said, is fine. But kind of in that range, he's not going to be heavily played. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. Someone like Straka, maybe Michael Kim, another option who's had some success here. Decent form, and seems like he's coming around here this year, maybe try and get another shot at another PGA win.
Yeah, I love that. Michael Kim, obviously, Twitter fame, as he likes to go on there and tell everybody, or X, all about his stuff. So let's lock in Michael Kim there. And by my calculation, that leaves about $1,000 on the table. Is that what you get, Alex?
Yeah, I haven't plugged that in yet, but it sounds right. Yes. Yeah,
so just for the listeners at home, DFS, we're going JT. We're going at 10-4. We're going to go Wyndham Clark, Hotels Clark. We actually like him to win the tournament at 94. We're going to go to dropping down the board at Nico Etcheverria, 7,900. And then we're going to go Jesper at 73, Michael Kim, 72, and locking it down with the Euro, Rosner. Looney, where can people catch you? Obviously in the newsletter there as you put in your big money bets on, I mean, this guy puts it down and then he trusts everybody and puts his numbers in, loves ownership, loves game theory. So where can people find you and do that if they want to hear more about you?
On X, you can follow me at ACL3288. Don't post a ton of stuff on there. Should probably get better at that if we're going to be doing this. So
we're doing it, my friend. We're doing it.
There you go. Mike's got his eyebrows when he saw your P&L, but what I will say is all his picks will be in the Wednesday newsletter.
Looney's my man. I'm going with Looney, brother. Sorry.
Hey, they call it a loon for a reason. When we put down a unit, it's not a unit. It's a loon. That's what we do here. So looking forward to it. He builds hotels along with Wyndham Clark. As we close the door on the Flusher's Den, appreciate you, Alex, jumping on and looking forward to it each and every Tuesday with you, buddy.
Appreciate it, champ. Thanks, you guys. Mike, great talking to you. You guys have a good night.
We're going to have a lot of fun and make a lot of money. How's that sound, my man?
Love it. Love it. Talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, we got that was a great conversation around daily fantasy, game theory. And I think one of my best, one of the best clubhouse names is going to be calling in here as I look at Justin Rose, give him his finger wag. This guy, as he tries to call in now, is a doppelganger for a golfer. And so I want you to close your eyes and think of a lad who won the British Open or the Open Championship. I'm old enough to call it the British. And this is Kevin Smith. His doppelganger is Sugar Shane Lowry. You put these guys back to back.
That's not giving him a whole lot in the looks department,
hey,
my man.
Hey.
But he can throw a pint or two down.
Oh, man, this guy is a party animal. He was actually in Dallas Stadium at the Ohio State Buckeyes champion, giving Mr. Sawyer a hug. And one of the best photos of the night is Mr. Kevin Smith up against with Mr. Paul Feinbaum himself. He gave a little solo there. This guy has also seen Snoop Dogg during the Olympics. This guy goes places and is one of a great friends of mine. Welcome to the clubhouse in the parlay parlor of Mr. Kevin Smith.
Champ, Mike, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Welcome.
One of my favorite memories is going to Masters with you, Champ, or the Memorial Tournament last year. We definitely try and get out on the road and see these live sporting events in person.
We got to get you boys on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection sharing your sports stories and on the Tee Florida. But right now, let's dive into our new production, and that is, of course, Better Clubhouse right down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Take it away, fellas.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, as we've already heard from Sammy and Alex in this short time, I mean, just to give a fun spin on, we've already got the names now, right? But now if you go on there and you want to bet Justin Thomas at 13-1, nobody's going to bet 13-1 as I watch Saeed Theegala hit another bad shot. What we're going to do here is what Kevin likes to do is build value. He wants to go over to he wants to get as much bang for your buck, don't you, Kev? So what Kevin does, and he'll speak to it a little bit, is he likes to add parlays. So, Kev, why don't you talk a little bit about a parlay and then maybe some of the games that you're looking at to try to build into some of these golfers in order to build it up. And I'll pull up the app while you're doing that so we could just show the dynamic value that we can boost up here.
Yeah, happy to go in that direction. But one quick shout to follow Alex on Nico, that you guys like Nico this weekend at Amex. I think Nico at Waste Management for 150-1 might be a good shout for a future bet if you expect him to do well this weekend. But yeah, as far as parlays go, for example, like Champ said, if you like a guy like Justin Thomas this weekend to do well at the American Express event, but you're not really willing to put out there at 14-1, you know, say the average person wants to put $20 down, right? They're not going to win a whole lot if you've just got $20 on Justin Thomas, right, at 14-1. You're going to win your $20 back, and you're going to win, what, $280? So what I like to do is I try and parlay that, which I think a lot of people aren't necessarily key to the fact that you can parlay across sports, right? So say you like the Eagles this weekend, or say you like the Ravens. You know, the NFL's been, what, 75% chalk lately? So let's say in this hypothetical, you like Justin Thomas, you like the Chiefs, you like the Lions, and you like the Eagles, and you say you don't want to touch the Ravens, Bills game because you think it's going to be a coin flip there. Well, all of a sudden, you're Justin Thomas at 14-1, including the Chiefs, Lions, and Eagles, is now 29-1. So you're almost doubling those odds by adding. Obviously, they're heavy chalk and they're favorites, but you know, favorites have been doing a number this year in the NFL.
And so, if you're doing that, and I just logged into the Hard Rock Bet here, just hit on your PGA, go over to Justin Thomas, hit your button on 13-1, and then at the top, scroll on over to NFL. Hit on the money line. Don't go ATS. He's not guaranteeing you points here. But just hit the money line. Those are minus 550, minus 400, minus 275. And over here at Hard Rock, you're going to get 25-1. And then if you do that, now what's that number now? And instead of that little number, you're going to get, like you said, you're going to triple that value there. So instead of 20 only going to 250, now you're talking three times that. What's that? 750 or whatever the odds there you have. And I think what that we have there. So anything, I mean, obviously this guy is going to have some bias to Monday night as well. Are we adding that into the parlay there as well, Kev?
Can you repeat that last bit? Are we adding who to the parlay? To
the Your Buckeyes? Buckeyes, the Buckeyes on Monday night.
The Buckeyes from Ohio State. I would definitely add the Buckeyes from Ohio State. I personally like them to cover 6.5. I don't love the 8.5, but I do think you're paying a tall price to get them on the money line. So I would encourage people to add that line. I definitely have my exposure to the Buckeyes and had exposure successfully to them, in the Tennessee game, in the Oregon game, in the Rose Bowl, and, obviously in the, Cotton Bowl down there in Dallas this past weekend.
Yeah, no,
It was looking close, but, and that Jack Sawyer, strip sack fumble recovery, taking 85 yards the other way. I saw somebody made a joke on Twitter and said, throw the Kentucky Derby out the window. The fastest 2 minutes in sports is Jack Sawyer running 85 yards the other way.
You got to admit, it's an unbelievable story, and it was epic.
And that's what happens when you sack your roommate there. Nothing better.
From Columbus, who had that interception in the Michigan game for his first attempt to beat them in his 4 years. He's lost all 4 years. He's 0-4 versus Michigan. But I have to imagine he would trade that for a national championship. I certainly know I would.
So, Kevin, as we talk through parlays, obviously in this past year, I think of two big ones that you hit. And I'll just have you share your favorite, and maybe, I don't know if it's the largest ticket. Obviously, Kevin's always hit me up on Mondays and Tuesdays asking for a Millie. That's his Millie Maker ticket. On just doing all the head-to-heads and three balls, and that's always fun. But just give the audience just one picture into one of your favorite tickets from this past year, Kev,
yeah,
just
think,
to show.
I think Bryson DeChambeau at the U.S. Open, without hesitation, last year was a really big number. Had him parlayed every which way from Sunday, and I had an exacta ticket on him as well, saying that Rory McIlroy and Bryson DeChambeau would finish first and second in either way. So,
wow, bravo!
It could have been Rory one or Bryson one, and the other one two. So going into the back nine there, I felt pretty good, and not having to sweat that Rory putt that many backers of Rory will remember. When he missed that little 2-footer, something that I'm sure, Mike, you never miss those putts.
I pick them up, buddy. I'm a hack.
I would give them to you. If somebody's not giving you those putts, you need to.
And Kev, why don't
ice cold Nick Ultras.
And Kev, why don't you give them a little insight into your Colin Morikawa number at Augusta this year?
Yeah, so I'm already looking ahead to Augusta, right? There's people that I like there that, again, I don't want to pay the premium for, right? So if we're looking ahead and we've got our futures and, you know, you check DraftKings, you check FanDuel, you check whatever your source is, you know, obviously the overwhelming favorite is going to be Scotty. Behind him, you're going to have Xander and you're going to have Rory. So Rory's 10-1. I personally think Rory gets it across the finish line eventually. Is it this year? Is it next year? I don't know. But I think I truly do believe and have a high level of conviction that he will get the career grand salami eventually. So I'm prepared to light some money on fire until that finally does happen. So Rory, for him, in the opening round of the college football playoff, I parlayed all the chalk there. And I had, against the spread, Notre Dame, I had against the spread Ohio State, who were the other four favorites there that we had, champ?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole list there,
So on that ticket, I had Notre Dame minus 6.5 over Indiana, that one covered. I had Penn State minus 8.5 over SMU, that one covered. I had Texas minus 12.5 versus Clemson, that one covered. And Ohio State minus 6.5, that one covered. And the only outstanding leg then is Rory McIlroy to win the Masters. So that's a 120-to-1 ticket that I'm sitting on.
121 on Rory McIlroy.
I put $42 with $5,071. So
you don't even have to win for Mike to give you some CLV on that number there, Kevin.
A little applause there, brother.
Kevin, appreciate it. Where can everybody else see that you're going to post all these huge tickets that look like Walgreens receipts? Where can we find you?
Yeah, the CVS receipt. I'm going to get more active as well. Like Alex said, you can find us in the Bettors Clubhouse newsletter. And I'm on Twitter at KFS216 for the Cleveland area code there. But we'll definitely be ramping up and getting more active.
Appreciate you, Kev. As we close the door on the Parlay Parlor there, our last segment of the show there. Appreciate you, Kev, each and every Tuesday joining us and giving the people some fun sweats. Big digits. How about that? 101 on Rory.
Bravo, my man. Thanks for joining the team. And we're going to have a lot of fun here on Tuesday nights down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on our Ice Pick Vodka Michelob Ultra Studios, our new perch. We'll be doing a lot of interactive parties and creative things, and we'll kick the week off each and every week on Tuesdays.
No, I love that. We'll be having some swag out there with all our fun names from Steven Jaegerbaum to Mr. David Lipsky. I'll have you have to go into the newsletter to see what that emoji looks like. But yeah, no, all the stats, all the information you heard on this show, Wednesday newsletter, the Substack, the Better Clubhouse, BETTOR, the Better Clubhouse.substack.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Go on to, I see Kevin on the TV right now, Mike, with Shane Lowry up there. And then we also have the Better Clubhouse.com. We're putting in new renovations, putting all this good info out there, getting the boys active on socials. Hit us up. Looking forward to it each and every Tuesday up against TGL. Turn on TGL. Turn on these guys. These guys are the goats, too, when it comes to gambling. Let's hit another winner this week. Talking about it right now, Wyndham Hotels Clark, 28-to-1. Lock it in. Our boy's going to put up another hotel over there in California. Thank you, Mike.
Well, that's, of course, Christian Champ Sharp. Let's thank these sponsors one last time. And that, of course, is Coca-Cola Body Armor, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, Sea Dogs Brewing, Fred Forsley and the gang over there. Of course, my good friend Mark Ferguson down here at 13th and Central, across from Tropicana Field at Ferg Sports Barn Grill. We've got a lot of exciting things taking place in 2025. And then, of course, Chris Lewis, Michelob Ultra, Michelob Ultra Zero, and the Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club, Bardmore Golf Club, SETI, Solar Energy Technology, Inc., that's Solar Energy Golf Cart Battery Packs, and then Infinite Wellness Centers right here in Tampa. So we'll talk to you a Thursday night from 6 to 8 on the Big 8 AM 820, and that is On the Tee Florida. Also live on RadioSaintPete.com, Florida Sports Streams, and Spotify and Sports Talk Florida. So for a couple more days, get your picks figured out, and from now on you'll be able to listen to us each and every Tuesday from 7 to 8, and that is the that of course is the Better Clubhouse with Christian Champ Sharp.
That's it, buddy. Yeah, signing off. Looking forward to it each and every Tuesday. Come on down and join us at Ferg.
Have a winning weekend and a winning week, and of course, as always, God bless you and God bless America, and have a championship week.